Hey, this is Melissa Bartel, the Bathtub Mermaid, and this is Tales from the Tub.
I only touched your love when the tips of my fingers tried to clutch your love. I'm sick of this soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
It's Sunday, September 14th, 2014, and this week we're doing Sunday Shorts. Short fiction and vignettes. Today's entry? Opening Day, in three parts. 1. Marin stood with her arms crossed over her chest and surveyed her cafe. The lights were bare bulbs hanging on wires. They were without proper shades until the next supply ship arrived from Earth. And the vases holding the fake roses were actually drinking glasses borrowed from the camp mess, but overall, she was pleased. "I think we're ready to open," she sang to herself, glad there was no one in the room to hear. Smiling, she uncrossed her arms, adjusted her apron and ponytail, strode across the room to the door, signaled the sign to stay open, and set the airlock to access allowed. 2. Marin watched the two men from the Space Corps laughing over their coffee drinks, writing digital postcards and telling stories. As a business owner and one whose business was sponsored by the Space Corps, she wasn't quite a normal colonist, but neither was she a member of their group, so while she had easily bantered with them when she'd been safely behind the counter taking their orders, right now she felt herself turning back into a shy 12-year-old afraid to approach a boy. She noticed that the floor was covered in dusty, reddish-brown soil. She was beginning to hate the stuff. It was everywhere, tracked into her cafe by colonists and members of the Space Corps, and swirling in on its own every time the door was activated. She had hoped being under the dome would lessen the dust factor, but it appeared she'd been wrong. Desperate for something to do, she grabbed a broom from the corner and began methodically sweeping. If her laughing patrons were still there when she got to their part of the room, Marin decided, she would strike up a conversation. 3. As Marin was closing the cafe that evening, she took a series of mental snapshots of her first day open. Those two guys she'd been afraid to interrupt had approached her before they left, asking if she would take their picture and then insisting that she be in a photo with each of them. She'd agreed, but added the caveat, "You have to give me copies so I can post them on the wall." They had promised to be back the next afternoon. Then there was the colonist family, scientists, a mother and father and a teenage daughter. The latter had been sullen, fiddling with her dyed blue hair and rolling her eyes a lot. Her mocha glass had been covered in pink lip prints, despite the fact that straws had been provided. A half-written postcard had been found wedged underneath the girl's chair, and Marin had picked it up and read as far as, "Have a loaf from Mars, having a..." before she put it back in the register. If the girl came back to ask for it, she decided, she'd return it and maybe offer the girl an after-school job. Business wasn't brisk enough yet to really require an assistant, but any company was better than none, and there was always sweeping. I'll be back in a minute to tell you how to contact me and where to find the show notes for this episode. But first, a bath while you listen to this promo for a good friend of mine's podcast.
Technorama, the podcast for geeks, because geeks are better than cool. You don't hear someone say, "Get away from me, you cool person." Who's gonna have their 65-inch home theater system installed by the cool squad? Not me, that's for sure. How much cool cred do you have? Not enough to care about. Think you'll find any canned unicorn meat at thinkcool.com? It's just a park domain name. They don't even have roadkill in a paper cup. That's why you need to start listening to Technorama, because that's what geeks do. Go to chuckchat.com and listen to Technorama before you turn cool.
The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel and, unless otherwise expressly stated, is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike International License. The show is recorded and produced using the BossJock application for iPad. Music for The Bathtub Mermaid is provided by Mevio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. Visit them at music.mevio.com. The opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stony. The closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. For show notes, links, and content information, visit me at www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Melissa, spelled M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.
Steam is drifting into the night. It's cold outside. You're coming off a scary street. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. And still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.